A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zevachim Kuf Yud Beis. Zevachim 112a, pagination 223. We have the privilege of beginning the 14th and final perek of Maseches Zevachim. We begin at the start of the new perek, towards the bottom of the page. Poras Chatos, which is the term used for Para Aduma, Shesarfa chutz migita, that was burnt out of its proper place, v'chein sayur hamishtaleach, as well as the he-goat that was sent on Yom Kippur out of the Beis HaMikdash to be thrown off the cliff, also known as the sayur azazel, shehikriv bachutz, if these two animals were brought out of the Beis HaMikdash, in a way that was illegitimate of its correct process, Potter, you're not going to be in violation of this unique prohibition that we've been discussing, that you took an animal that was meant to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash and you brought it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. That's not going to be the violation over here, Shene'emar, because the Pasuk said, Ve'al Pesach Ve'al Moed Lo Evio, you didn't bring it to the Oel Moed. Kol she'ein ro'i lov Oel Pesach Oel Moed, ein chayav in alav. If you have a karban service that's not meant to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, so then you're not in violation. Just because you deviated, that's not this violation. This violation was that you were supposed to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and you didn't. And these weren't meant to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, so they're not included. The Mishnah continues, Haroveya vahanirva, animals that were used for sexual acts of immorality, vahamuktsa, and an animal designated for avodah zarah. We're familiar with this word from the word muktsa on Shabbos, something that's off limits. It's designated for a non-Shabbos use and therefore forbidden. So in this case, the person employed such a concept of off-limits, nothing to do with Shabbos, but he's employing that concept regarding improper worship, and he's designating the animal for avodah zarah, v'hane'evad, or an animal that was worshipped, v'hamechir, we had these different cases. This is referring to the mechir kelev, the animal that was used as an exchange for a dog. So that animal becomes prohibited for use as a karban. V'ha'esnan, the animal that was used as payment for prostitution. V'ha'kel'ayim, and animal of a mixed breed in an improper way. Vatrefa, animal is not kosher, it's been attacked, it's sickly. Vyotze dofen, or is born of a Caesarean. Shekrivan bachutz, that was sacrificed outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even though it was kadshim and it was meant to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, potter, you're not going to be in violation of this mitzvah. Shene'emar, because lifnei mishkan Hashem, the pasuk said lahakriv, that it's going to be actually brought as a karban in the Beis HaMikdash, and these animals are not meant to be brought as a karban in the Beis HaMikdash. Kol sheni ravi lavi lifnei mishkan Hashem ein chayav in alav, anything that's not meant to be brought as a karban, lahakriv, is not going to be the violation. So there is an obvious question here. Rashi points out that the Gemara will address this. Why weren't these animals that are not fitting to be brought as karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, why weren't they included in the first part of the pasuk? We're referring to the pasuk in Vayikra Yudzayin, pasuk Dalid. Ve'al Pesach Ve'al Moed Lo Ekrivo, La'akriv Korban La'Shem, why wasn't it included in the first part of the Pasuk, which was mentioned earlier in the Mishnah? And the basic thrust of the Gemara on Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, which we will hopefully overview in two sessions, the basic thrust is that these animals were karbanos, as in terms of designation. They were capable of being brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So El Pesach El Moed Lo Hevi'o, not to bring it to the Oel Moed, that totally was possible for them, and therefore that's not the exclusion. The exclusion comes because these animals were violated in whatever way we're describing. They were violated after they became kachim, before they were brought as karbanos, and therefore, bottom line, they can't be brought as karbanos, and that's why they're not included in this violation, and that's why it's the end of the pasuk that refers to lahakriv, to actually bring it as a karban, that's the source for the exemption. On the bottom line of the page, we continue, ba'alei mumin, if an animal is blemished, bein ba'alei mumin kivuim, bein ba'alei mumin ovrim, whether it's a blemish that's permanent, chopped off leg, whether it's a blemish that's going to pass, if you just wait, it will heal, but right now it's not kosher to be brought. She'ekriven b'chutz, and a person would bring such a karban outside of the Beis HaMikdash potter, he would not be in violation of this mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ba'alei mumin kivuim potter, ba'alei mumin ovrim chayev belo sase. Rabbi Shimon agrees that it's not the quintessential violation, but if it's a balmum over, it's a passing blemish, Rabbi Shimon says it is going to be a violation on the level of a lav, and we would need to know which lav it is, and that will be discussed. Likewise, Torim shelo igia zmanon, if you have the tar, the turtle dove, that has not yet matured, uvnei yona, and the young pigeons, sha'avar zmanon, that already have passed their prime to be brought, the pigeon has to be brought young, and once it shows certain signs of maturity, the coloration on the feathers, it's already considered too old, and the Torim is the reverse. If they're too young, they cannot be brought. Once they're of age, which is able to be told by the color of the feathers, they are allowed to be brought. So the bottom line is, he brought these birds at a time that they would not be accepted in the Beis HaMikdash. She'ekriven b'chutz, and he brought them outside. Potter, he's going to be absolved. Not in violation. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says again, let's analyze where this is going. Bnei Yona she'avar zmanon potter. I agree with you that once the young pigeon passed its opportunity to be brought, you're potter, because it'll never be good again. You can't make the bird young. V'torim shelo igia zmanon below sase. But the torim, the turtle dove, that's not old enough, if you would have waited, that's the equivalent of a mum over, a passing blemish. And therefore, it's a losas, it's considered some level of violation. Likewise, osova espino, umuchusar zman, potter. The Tanakhama says that if you have an animal that's mother was shecht today, so you're not allowed to bring this animal today, or muchusar zman, the animal is not yet of age to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Perhaps it's not even the 8 days old that's described in Parshas Emor. Potter, the Tanakhama says, at this point, it's not eligible as a karban, and therefore shechting it outside is not the violation. Rabbi Shimon Omar Reza Belo Sase. Rabbi Shimon says these cases will expire, their exemption will expire, and therefore they are a low sas, a lower level violation. Shereshimon omer kol shehu ra'i lavo la'achas zman, anything that will be fit if you just wait around, like the mum over description, the blemish that will pass. Hariza below sase. Indeed, it's not the classic violation, but it is a violation. Ve'ein bo kares. There's no kares, but it is a lav hachachamim omrim. But the chachamim say, as we've described in all these cases on Amud Beis, kol she'ein bo kares, ein bo lo sase. Anything that does not have kares doesn't have the lo sase either, and the chachamim hold he's not in violation. Yashar koach. Thank you for joining.